if you're innovating, creating, or making a difference.
This show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
Every team is given the exact same amount of time, 6 weeks, to build this robot. And then they have to stick it into a gigantic bag and just not touch it until they get to competition.
Since 1992, a nonprofit organization called FIRST has been putting high school students to work building their own robots. Professional engineers mentor the student teams as a means of STEM education. And after 6 weeks, it's May the Best Robots Win, as the teams take their robots to compete against each other in regional competitions all across the nation. FIRST Robotics student ambassador Arielle Singer was on hand at the 2016 FIRST Robotics Regional Competition in Long Beach, California, during the weekend of March 11th. We talked just before the doors opened at 8 o'clock on Friday morning. Ariel, tell me about what's going to be happening today, please.
So today you're going to be witnessing FIRST Stronghold, which is this year's FRC game. FRC stands for FIRST Robotics Competition. So this is a high school level robotics competition. You're going to be seeing basically teams playing as different sides of like a sort of like a battle in medieval times. So you're going to have robots that are throwing boulders, fake boulders, at these castle towers, basically trying to lower the defenses of the opponent's towers and take over the other alliance's towers.
What a blast. How long does it take to prepare a robot that can throw a boulder at the towers?
Well, so every team is given the exact same amount of time. They're only allowed 6 weeks to build this robot, and then they have to stick it into a gigantic bag and just not touch it until they get to competition, which is why, so yesterday was actually our first day of competition, and it was pretty much a practice day to really just get a sense of, you know, what needs to get fixed, what needs to get working, those kinds of things.
What kind of glitches did you see yesterday?
Well, you know, some robots were still in a couple different pieces, so we kind of had to finish putting them together. Other robots were off to a really great start and were on the field and working, so there were robots in all different states.
How did you first get involved in this?
So I'm actually a FIRST Robotics alumni. I graduated from high school 2 years ago in 2014, but I was a member of FIRST Robotics Team 702 from Culver City High School. I actually joined in eighth grade. They were doing a bake sale in front of one of our local supermarkets. And my dad came home and was like, Ariel, there's this cool like robot thing happening when I was out grocery shopping. Do you want to go check it out? And I was like, sure, that sounds cool. And I got to talking with the coach and I was like, this seems kind of fun. So I got involved, got crazy overly involved, fell in love with FIRST, and now I'm in college and I'm actually majoring in marketing engineering products and minoring in electrical engineering. So,
how exciting. Tell me about your goals for the future. What are you going to be doing with robots?
Well, so I want to work for big engineering companies and do marketing for them and help them, you know, bring STEM to the rest of the country and to the world.
I love STEM and I love STEAM. I'm so excited they're doing art now in with all this technology. What would be your absolute favorite memory of your own FIRST Robotics? If you had to choose one moment that, yeah, you'll probably tell your grandkids about 50 or 60 years from now, what would that be?
So in 2011, that was my second year on the team, our robot actually caught fire on the field in the middle of a game. It burst into flames and all of us had this massive panic attack because no one had ever caught fire before at one of these competitions that we knew of. And so we were just like, oh, what is happening? And it was just amazing to see how well everyone came together as a team to fix this robot and make things work and get it back up and running. And we actually ended up making it to the quarterfinal matches despite that back set.
How long did it take you to put out the fire and repair your robot?
2 hours, actually. We did all of that in 2 hours. It was really fast and great.
They're just about to let people in, so I have to let you go. But what do you most want people to know about FIRST Robotics, about innovation and creativity and making a difference?
FIRST Robotics is a phenomenal organization for K-12 students that allows innovation, creativity, and entrepreneurship to really just thrive. It allows all those things. Here at FIRST, we bring gracious professionalism and cooperation to light, which is basically saying that when you come here, it's not about competing. It's not about who wins first, who wins second. It's about working together as a group and really thriving because of that.
This is fantastic. Ariel, thank you for your time today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You and I have been listening to FIRST Robotics student ambassador Arielle Singer. You'll find more information about FIRST Robotics programs, including the FIRST Robotics Challenge, on their website, firstinspires.org. That's firstinspires.org. And if you'd like more information or to see the live feed of the National First Robotics Competition happening in St. Louis, April 27th through 30th, you'll find that on championship.usfirst.org. That's championship.usfirst.org. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.